Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Stephen Mervis is quite uniquely positioned to give us some deep insights on what's happening right now with SA Rugby, Ackerley Sports Group, as well as SARU, that private equity deal we discussed and debated quite a bit last week. I gave you my personal perspectives, tried to get some perspectives from various operators in the sporting world. But he joins us right now. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us on Kaya Biz. Please help us understand in the first place, besides the cash flow issues at SA Rugby, what is the offer on the table from Ackerley Sports Group as a private equity exercise?
Good evening. Yeah, I think it's important to say that all that we know is not speculated, but it's all been reported. It hasn't been officially confirmed by SA Rugby, and so we can only work off what we've seen in the media. But basically what the offer is for 20% of a new entity, which would own the commercial rights to SA Rugby, for the value of $75 million. That's what we understand it to be. There's been a lot of talk about how the deal will be structured. But in essence, that's what it's about. And it's born from, and you mentioned those cash flow issues. I think these issues are very real for SA Rugby. They have had a few issues, obviously, with COVID, the Lions tour in 2021, which didn't actually materialize into any fans. And then their entrance into the United Rugby Championship, which has been quite costly and as yet not a money spinner. It will be in the future, but it isn't yet. So I think SA Rugby, I believe, are in the right place to be looking for private equity. I suppose the debate is this the right choice? And that's where I think a lot of the conversations have been around publicly and privately.
Agreed, Stephen. And not only is it the right choice of partner, but is it the right price? So if we can just start with choice. Ordinarily, in a private equity deal, there are two things that a private equity partner brings to the table. It's not just the funding, but it's expertise. As I understand it, Ackerley Sports Group does not have expertise in the rugby space and does not necessarily have expertise with national teams and certainly not with top-tier teams. What would they be bringing us?
Yeah, so it's an interesting one. I mean, my understanding is that they are involved with an MLR team, which is Major League Rugby in America. I could be wrong on that. Obviously, that's not at the same standard of the Springboks, and that they don't have experience with it. They do have experience in American sports and with Leeds United in the UK, which I think gives a little bit more context to the kind of environment that SA Rugby plays in. I suppose you could argue, yes, they don't provide the experience, but perhaps their experience in other places is what we need. So. Yeah. We have lots of people who have worked in rugby for many, many years and who have expertise in South Africa. And you could say that SA Rugby has done a pretty good job finding commercial partners and commercializing the Springboks, albeit in difficult circumstances. So perhaps experience from the outside, but also more importantly, connections to partners and sponsors internationally could be of great value from the Ackerley Sports Group. And that, I think, a lot of the motivation to partner with them. It's not just the monetary value of the investment, but it's also the potential to bring in new sponsors, which of course for MSC Sports is an important thing that we would be very interested to see how that would go. And so perhaps that is really the potential of it. It's not just that $75 million, but it's what it could represent in the future.
Do you think the $75 million is an appropriate price?
That's an interesting question. And I'm afraid I'm not going to give you a definitive answer. Okay. I think the one thing which does raise eyebrows is the comparison of the valuation compared to the All Blacks.
Correct.
So the All Blacks also sold private equity a few years ago. It was in 2022. They sold 5.7% for around $133 million. We're looking to sell 20%, sorry, for 75. If you work them out, so that SA Rugby would be worth $375 million. The All Blacks would be worth $2.2 billion. Now, if you think about it in those terms, it feels like this is a gross miscalculation. But there are many who believe that the All Blacks were grossly overvalued. And in fact, there have been reports that the All Blacks are now struggling with that valuation because they're having to pay back a lot of this equity and they're struggling to because they're not making the revenue required. So it is important for SA Rugby to be valued correctly. It may sound great that you want to have the highest valuation possible, but there are terms that make it more difficult if it is valued too highly. So it's difficult for me to comment on whether whether it is valued correctly, but I can understand why people would be upset if you compare it to the All Black deal.
But let's use it as an attempt to get to some like for like. So maybe we don't have to agree on whether or not they're equally valued. But so you're talking about $133 million for a 6% stake versus $75 million for a 20% stake. And my question then becomes, you know, what are some of the commercial terms on the All Black Silver Lakes deal? Because this SPV that is being proposed for SA Rugby includes kind of all of the commercial rights and the revenue that comes from that. It seems to be a form of a protection or ring fencing from whatever liability issues SA Rugby may have. So really, Ackley seems to only participate in the upside, and it seems to give them quite a bit of control over the brand SA Rugby. Whereas, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong because you're the expert here, my understanding is that the Silver Lake deal with New Zealand doesn't necessarily have them have control over what happens to the All Black brand.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure about the All Blacks, what they are. I think they are similar terms in terms of commercial return that Silver Lakes have put on as sort of goals or what the All Blacks have to achieve. I think the way maybe to look at it from a positive spin, I suppose, to play from Sara's point of view, is that, yes, they're giving up those controls, but perhaps they see a vision with it that by doing so, it will allow them to grow substantially. I think ultimately with this deal, the concern possibly from all of us is just the transparency around it. I think,
yes,
like I said, I do think that equity is required. A private equity deal is a good move. But I suppose the question is this the best deal that they could have gotten? What were the other things on the other offers on the table? Why did they choose this one over others?
Was it shopped around, Stephen, or did these brothers just come forward and say, "Hey, I've got some cash for you"? I'm simplifying.
So there was, as far as I understand, and again, this is from reports, there was an offer from another, their name slipped my mind now, but they're involved with Formula One and with English rugby,
okay,
who were on the table at a point, and then that didn't materialize. I think that, again, is part of the concerns with transparency. We don't actually know how ASG were selected, and I think that is where there is a bit of anxiety. And I think the one thing that is unique about SA Rugby versus other non-public companies is that it is actually more a public company than it is private, in the sense that every rugby fan, in a way, is a shareholder. We all have an investment in it. We all want to see it succeed. And when things like this happen, we all want to have at least transparency about what is going on.
Mm.
And I think that maybe is the biggest concern, is that we're just not 100% sure. And the hope is that now that they've been forced to delay, perhaps we will get a bit more transparency, so then we all can know exactly what goes into this deal.
Agreed. Stephen, thank you so much for giving us your perspective. Stephen is the head of strategy at MSC Sports, helping us understand a little bit more about what's at stake and what to consider, and really trying to give a balanced view on this deal that may go through with Ackley Sports Group.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.